Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of people surrounding some of these aid trucks that were able to enter northern Gaza. Some of the very few aid trucks that have actually been able to make it in there. And you can see in this video by the Israeli, from the Israeli military, the crowds of people around these trucks. But what appears to have happened is that the Israeli military opened fire on some of these people who were surrounding these trucks. An Israeli military official telling us that the crowd approached the forces in a manner that posed a threat to the troops. And they say that those troops then responded with live fire. Now, eyewitnesses on the scene have told us that Israeli tanks as well as drones opened fire on this crowd.
Israel's war crimes, funded and supported by the United States, are being witnessed all over the world. Several nations are demanding a ceasefire, but Netanyahu rejects all of it. Israel unabashedly believes they are the superior race of God's chosen people, and that genocide is their birthright. Israeli soldiers are boasting about the women they've murdered and pillaged. And they are posing in the beds of dead Palestinian children and babies who they've slaughtered.
Seeing our soldiers now in Gaza fighting, can't say words like genocide or like baby killers. We do, however, and it's important to say, kill babies.
And now Jews in Canada and the U.S. are saying that the genocidal state of Israel is selling real estate that they've stolen from Palestinians in synagogues across the world.
Yeah, hi. So I'm Rabbi David Mevasser. I'm an active member of Independent Jewish Voices Canada. And I'm here today outside a synagogue where they're selling properties built on land stolen from Palestinians. There's a real estate agency that's come here today to Toronto to sell properties built on stolen Palestinian land. It's kind of unbelievable that Canada permits this. It's clearly illegal. So we're here today to call that out, and God willing, to make it stop.
Hi, my name is Rich Siegel. I'm a 25-year homeowner here in Teaneck. I'm Jewish. The reason that I'm telling you that I'm Jewish is because I have a concern about something that's going on in the Jewish community. On March 10th, there is scheduled to be an Israeli real estate sales event at the Keter Torah Synagogue. That event violates both domestic law and international law. Violates domestic law because we had a Civil Rights Act in 1965 and a Fair Housing Act in 1968. We don't allow real estate events to be for whites only, for Jews only, for anybody only. Now, as Jews, we don't get to fly under the radar and break the law and hide it in a synagogue. It violates international law because West Bank settlement homes are going to be available for sale at this real estate event. On the website, it lists three different West Bank settlements. Those settlements are in and of themselves illegal by international law. If we allow this sale to go through, we are enabling a local synagogue to violate both domestic anti-discrimination laws and international law. Now, there's other reasons we shouldn't allow it, okay? There's a genocide going on right now. I don't care who that offends. More than 35,000 people have been killed. More than 13,000 children have been killed. People in this community are in deep mourning. People in this community are angry. I'm angry.
What this real estate event is going to do is it's going to fan the flames.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Unless you've been living under a rock, you've heard how amazing turmeric is for inflammation, for your joints, your bones, your blood, your organs, your mind, everything. Well, we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with 95% curcuminoid extract. No one that we know of has it even above 85%. This is the strongest formula on the market, and it's way lower price than some of the top brands out there that are 75%, 80% curcuminoid. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is amazing. You're missing out if you don't try it. It's discounted right now, 40% off InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. You owe it to yourself to try Body's. I know you'll be amazed. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Body's 95% curcuminoid extract will absolutely blow you away. All you got to do is try it. Get yours now. InfoWarsStore.com.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
U.S. economy is about to hit the skids, and Russia and the BRICS nations are playing a masterful game of chess, and our administration's going in with like a checkerboard. They're not even...
And the Federal Reserve has signaled they're done with interest rates.
And things are going to get so bad, the globalists are going to usher in a new world of central bank digital currency.
A form of money you cannot see. Central bank digital currency.
They don't hide in the shadows anymore. They tell us exactly what they're going to do.
Exactly. That's what's so frustrating. If you study it, you know the battle plan, but they know the public doesn't check that out. So, but we're able to give it to the public. That could really mess up their operation.
The world is going to see a functioning CBDC very soon, within the coming year.
We saw bank failure 1.0. It was Silicon Valley, Credit Suisse, First Republic, Silvergate Bank. I mean, all of those.
First, we had the effects of a dramatic rise in interest rates, leading to the closure of Silicon Valley Bank, Signature Bank, and First Republic Bank.
That was just a tremor before the bank failure.
Yes, I think bank failures 2.0 is coming. I mean, just last week, the CEO of Citigroup said we're laying off 10% of our workforce. So at times of crisis, which happens to be happening during an election year, people will say, okay, this is so bad. Banks are shutting down. All this economic failure. We'll give you what you want. Government just will give you away our freedoms. Just take care of us. Make sure that we can still feed our family.
But this is happening in surprising numbers. We all sort of take our local bank for granted until it's gone.
That's happening in 4,000 other locations around the country. And I think in the months ahead, we'll get more failures of regional banks around office space and commercial real estate.
I expect chaos, mayhem, economic fallout from all of these policies. But see, during times of economic fallout, when people can't feed their kids, when they can't afford to pay their rent or their mortgage, when food prices are going through the roof, gas prices are going through the roof, here's the nature, human nature. People tend to give up their freedoms in time of crisis in exchange for perceived security or peace.
Surveillance and privacy issues could arise if the central bank is able to monitor every transaction.
We've had, over the last 3 weeks, major disturbances in the banking world, right?
This comes after the regional bank suffered a week-long plunge in its stock, plus a credit downgrade.
We've seen stocks of things like Comerica Bank, PacWest Bank, New York Community Bank, and even Schwab just start to hit the skids.
By the way, when you first came on months ago, you predicted this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the writing was on the wall.
There's another big concern that a central bank-issued digital currency could cause a bank run during economic instability.
Here's the ugly reality. We are no different than Argentina, Venezuela, Zimbabwe, Greece, Cyprus. Any country who loses demand for their currency and is forced to print, they go into an inflationary spiral that brings social chaos. Tangible assets like gold and silver are so important, not just because they're growing, because I think it's a means to protect your financial privacy and financial freedom.
I think there's going to be alternative systems of using tangible assets like gold and silver to back private currencies for individuals to actually be able to transact business on their own, not be a digital slave in their digital world. These are the kind of solutions that I've been shouting from the rooftops for decades, Alex.
Inflation is coming. What happens to tangible assets like gold and silver during inflation? They go up.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
All right, I called Dr. Kirk Elliott this weekend because he'd been coming on months and months ago, and weeks ago, saying he thinks it's imminent. He was saying by March, we just played some of those clips, he would start seeing regional banks go under. Signs of trouble at regional banks reignite sector fears. That's the Wall Street Journal. Lessons from last year's banking crisis, like being chased by a bear. And it goes on from there. The problem isn't big banks, it's banks getting bigger. Dr. Kirk Elliott is here with us to talk about this, and gold, if you look at the overall chart, continuing to explode. And I've got a bunch of big news articles here. Mark Zuckerberg among millionaires, doomsday prepping by hoarding gold as election and sell outages spark end of times fear. I mean, we're worried about World War III with Russia. So I got him to come on. He can't be here in person like he normally flies down. He's up there in their headquarters in Colorado. But Dr. Kirk Elliott of KEPM.com, thank you so much for coming on with us. I just wanted to get you to come on because you've been calling this, saying you would expect this by March, and now right on time is starting to happen. So elaborate on that. You've spent me a big breakdown, a lot of exhibits here we're going to be showing people.
Yeah, so it's great to be with you, Alex. Sad I'm not in studio with you, but at least you can do it this way. So you know, we go back to spring of 2023. The regional banking collapse started back then. You know, you had Silicon Valley Bank, you had all these underfunded banks, undercapitalized banks, and this all happened because of something that happened during COVID, Alex. So during COVID, Regulation D of the Federal Reserve said they could change the reserve requirement to zero. Okay, so that means for every $100 you would deposit in a bank, they could lend out $100 of it. They didn't have to have anything held back. Now, why would they do this? They did this to stimulate the economy under the assumption of, hey, if we're lending money out, people are going to spend it, right? So that's why they reduced it to zero. And they were just hoping and praying, like we talked about on a previous show, that not everybody was going to want their deposits out, you know, at the same time, you know, via withdrawals. Well, sadly for some banks, that did happen. Because why? Interest rates started to rise. Right. So why did interest rates rise? Because they're printing money like there's no tomorrow to try to stimulate everything under the sun with raising the debt ceiling to stimulus, you know, handouts to people during COVID, to welfare, food stamps, women, infant, children programs, you name it. They were printing it. Right. So here's the problem, because the way the mechanism that the Fed uses to slow down inflation is two things. Number one, they can raise interest rates, raise the cost of borrowing. That would tackle inflation. Or number two, they can stop printing money. Well, let's face it, Alex, they're not going to stop printing money. It's the only thing keeping things afloat right now. So therefore, you raise interest rates like they've done almost every single month for the past year and a half. So this is a sign to me that banks are going to start failing. I mean, this is not rocket science, right? But we were ahead of the curve. We were calling this a long time ago. Rising interest rates, when people are living at the margin, most of America is living hand to mouth, paycheck to paycheck. They can't afford to make their rent, their mortgage payment, feed their kids, pay their utilities, right? They live. So if you raise interest rates and everybody's in debt up to their eyeballs, they have less money at the end of the month, which causes what? Delinquencies. Delinquencies are nothing more than people making late payments, right, on their loans, on their car loans, on their credit cards, whatever. Now, a series of delinquencies ultimately is going to end in default, meaning either you go bankrupt the bank cancels your loan. They call for all of it back, right? So I looked at a chart this weekend when you and I were talking, and this chart shows the delinquencies of large and small banks in America. So the delinquency rate of large banks is now 3%. So 3% of every loan that's made is basically late payments. It's delinquent. Now, you might not think that that's a huge number, but that's the largest delinquency rate in 11 years. Now, it gets worse. For small banks, which I would say a small bank, Alex, is anything less than $1 billion in deposits, that delinquency rate is now 7.8%, which is the highest that it's ever been in the history of America. So, again, a series of delinquencies is going to result in defaults. So, when people don't make their payments, the banks start running out of money. See, this is where we start to connect dots, because you're an amazing researcher. I research this stuff, and this is where we started connecting dots together. It's like, okay, what happens when people are delinquent, not making their payments, and banks are already undercapitalized? They're strapped for.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline. airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
But anyways, they took away from Congress the ability to print money. So now the Fed prints money. How does the Fed print money? By pressing the red button on the printing press. There is no tangible backing behind it. Whenever the U.S. Treasury, the U.S. government says, hey, Federal Reserve, we need you to buy our treasury auctions. We need to buy, you know, you need to buy our treasuries to fund the country. They just print it out of thin air. See, at CPAC a couple weeks ago, the president of El Salvador gave this amazing speech, and he exposed the system in a way that I hadn't heard it done before. He said, you know, there's an illusion in America. The illusion is that taxes, higher taxes, are paying for the government. He said, no, it's not. Our higher taxes are just the illusion. What's paying for everything in the government is simply the printing of money. It's the Federal Reserve buying U.S. Treasury bonds. Now, where does the Federal Reserve get the money to buy U.S. Treasury bonds? They print it. So in effect, they're keeping the U.S. economy afloat with money that they're printing out of thin air, which begs the question. If you have a printing press and you can print money out of thin air, why do you have to raise taxes? Because it's the illusion that you have to raise taxes. So now this is the double whammy, and this is where we are faced as an economy right now. Raising taxes reduces people's bottom line. Printing money causes inflation. That makes it even worse for people who have a lower bottom line. The economy is sick, and the economy is in trouble. And this toxic bank syndrome that we're seeing, when New York Community Bank bought Signature Bank, it tainted their entire balance sheet. You can't bring on toxic assets and think that your balance sheet's going to stay the same. It's not. It's going to taint everything. So in January alone, after, you know, all of this has been happening, New York Community Bank's stock price fell 70% in the month of January. Last Friday, just a few days ago, it went down 26% in one day. See, New York Community Bank is being the victim of the contagion of the regional banking crisis that's spreading, which is what? More withdrawals than you have deposits. And every single time you hear about a bank that's going to fail and people cheer and applaud the federal government for having these bailouts and other banks like JP Morgan Chase buying all these regional banks, don't think that that's a good thing. Every time that happens, the balance sheets of those bigger banks gets tainted with the toxic assets of the failed bank that they're buying. And this is the beginning of the contagion, Alex, that we are going to see. And this is why I said starting in March, again, prior to March 11th, if you needed emergency funding, a bank could get it through this bank fund, you know, temp funding program. But we can't get that anymore.
So, Dr. Kirk Elliott, let's talk about this then. If you've got 68% of people living paycheck to paycheck with massive credit card debt, all the real numbers show that. They tell us Bidenomics is great. How would you really describe, because I know as an economist there's so many ways to do it, but in lay terms, how would you describe our economy, the world economy, and what do you expect to come next now?
Well, the world economy is basically just consumed with debt. We're ravaged with debt. And so you look at what's happening in Japan. See, Japan has had so much debt for so long that you can't even get a single-generation mortgage there anymore. You have to have multi-generation mortgages. If you want to get a mortgage, it's like 50, 60, 70 years. That's numerous generations of families to even get a house because inflation has gotten so high. Why did inflation get so high? Because they can't pay for their debts and they have to print their way out of it. What's happening in China right now? Basically, overfunding of every program in China with government money, right, through shadow banking and things that they have there. So now,
it's not just America where the debts are coming due. It's all over the world. Where do you think it'll be triggered first?
I think it was already triggered, Alex, in China. So I think it was triggered with the collapse of Evergrande, the largest real estate company in the world, right? And so what's happening, commercial real estate is tanking. Now, in Hong Kong, they just went through bankruptcy a couple weeks ago. And what did they say? Okay, Evergrande debt holders, 99% of the value of your bonds evaporated overnight. There's only 1% left. That's what the bankruptcy court judge said that was left. So, but they made it one step further. They said, any foreign investors, you're secondary to Chinese investors. Well, how much of Evergrande?
So we're talking about bail-ins. We're talking about haircuts here. So what's the next shoe to drop? We talked about this last week. But now, what do you think is coming next?
Next shoe to drop is when real estate collapses, that's going to impact banks. Because $350 billion of Evergrande is owned by U.S. banks. See, this is a problem. So, and other Western banks. So when that happens, more delinquencies, more defaults, people are going to get scared, Alex, and they're going to say, what about my bank? If this bank is going under, how safe is mine? And you start
and
to
that
see
creates the chain,
withdrawals.
That creates the chain reaction.
That's the chain reaction. And this is where the next shoe that drops, I think, is banking crisis. After that, when people get scared, it's human nature. They just pull back on their spending. They're going to save money for a rainy day. They're not going to spend, which is going to impact.
And that'll put brakes on the economy.
Brakes on the economy, brakes on the stock market, brakes on everything.
And that was my next point. We see in the news the top billionaires are all buying gold at record levels and building bunkers. That's not a good sign.
Well, I mean, bunkers. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg is building like the Taj Mahal of bunkers. At his place, you know, a multi-billionaire started Facebook, you know, but what did he do? He sold $500 million of his own shares. He's getting out of Dodge. What's he doing with it? I don't know what he's doing with all of it, but he's building a bunker and he's buying gold like there's no tomorrow. Tangible assets. Now let's take another billionaire, for example. Bill Gates. What is Bill Gates doing? I mean, what he says and what he does are kind of the same, but they're different. Now, watch what they do, right? Because he said, I'm selling all of my stuff to fund my amazing philanthropic causes, right? And it's like, okay, that sounds nice. But what is he really doing? He's no longer the largest shareholder in Microsoft, the company that he founded. And what didn't he sell? He didn't sell his real estate, right? Largest real estate owner in America. He understands the value of tangible assets like real estate, gold, and silver. Everything else can vanish and evaporate overnight as companies go bankrupt. But things never go to zero. They never do. What are these other billionaires doing? What are the Walton family doing? They sold $4.5 billion of their own company, of Walmart. What about Bezos? $10.5 billion of his own shares in Amazon. What about Jamie Dimon, CEO of Chase? $150 million of his own company. See, they're getting out of Dodge. What are they doing with it? Warren Buffett told us what he's doing with his at Berkshire Hathaway. He's sitting on a mountain of cash to buy companies at a huge discount. When? After the correction. What is Blackstone doing? Blackstone, one of the largest real estate companies in the world, sitting on a mountain of cash. Why? In their own words, to buy real estate for pennies on the dollar after the housing collapse.
So bottom line, it appears we're approaching a gigantic correction.
Massive correction. And the headlines, like on Zuckerberg, doomsday, end of time, hoarding gold, right? I mean, those are extraordinary headlines, but really, they're just acting with rational thought and logic. It's like, if things are falling, you get out as soon as you can. That's why they're selling their stock. And if things are going up, get into it as soon as you can. Look at gold, for example. Gold is in the sneakiest bull market that we've ever seen.
Dr. Sir Elliott, stay there. We'll be right back to talk about gold. Stay with us.
In 60 seconds, I don't have time to tell you about all the incredible ingredients in TurboForce.
But if you simply go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the list of ingredients, and look them up, every one of them is known to give you boosted, clean, focused energy without the letdown. We're talking up to 10 hours of clean energy per serving with TurboForce, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's discounted right now. And it doesn't just boost your body's clarity and focus and stamina. It also funds the InfoWar. So it's a 360 win. If you've never tried TurboForce, now is the time. It's got 5-star reviews. TurboForce at InfoWarsStore.com will take your energy and your clarity to the next level without the letdown, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So go get TurboForce today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I know you will not be disappointed because thousands of others have gotten it, and it has 5-star reviews. Get TurboForce now.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country. Harping on wars we fight.
All right, Dr. Kirk Elliott has been around for almost 3 decades in gold and silver. He's done great work with WorldNet Daily, so many other great folks. And I already wanted this guy on as a guest, and then I called him up to get him on as a guest, and boom. He's like, well, I'll be a sponsor. Well, I haven't had a gold sponsor for 10 years because Ted Anderson is in a divorce and so much more in 30 years in the gold business. Got out of it. And he had good deals. He sold some numismatic, but at good prices. But mainly bullion was his main deal. That's what they picked. That's why they were my sponsor. Everybody else is pushing numismatic and collectibles, and yes, sometimes they're a good deal. Most of the times, though, you're out of your depth, and it's a big hassle. But when you get bullion, gold, and silver, you're getting at a great price, and when it goes up or down, you can sell it whenever you want quickly because it's a commodity. And you see all the institutions buying it. So I always have to get him when he comes on to actually plug and talk about the gold, the silver, the great services they've got. So do that before we move into the rest of the news. And tell folks about your great services and the great sponsorship. It's a win-win, a great place to get gold and silver and so much more. But then I'm really concerned about Trump because he said it a month ago or so, and the media spun it. Trump wants a crash. No, he said, I hope the crash happens before I get in, or I'm going to get blamed with it. I want to fix it once I get in. They spun that like he wants a crash. No, he's being completely honest. So we're not up here causing a crash talking about this. All the fundamentals show beyond danger signs already, unprecedented volatility, unprecedented debt. So we'll get to that in a moment. But first, tell people about Kirk Elliott Gold, and we'll put the URL on screen.
Yeah, well, thanks, Alex. So, you know, I've been doing this for a long time, almost 30 years, like you said. And in during that time, you know, there's not all gold is created equal. Not all silver is created equal. There's rare coins. There's semi-numismatic stuff. There's collectible junk. And you know what? All they are is high premium, high commission things that I haven't seen people in almost three decades ever recover from those high premiums. General rule of thumb, when you invest in gold or silver, minimize your cost and maximize your ounces. The only way you can do that is with bullion. So I can count on one hand the type of silver that you should have. 100-ounce bars, 10-ounce bars, or 1-ounce generic refinery rounds. Or on gold, a 1-ounce gold bar, a kilo bar. That's it. If it's anything outside of any of those, you're going to pay too high of a premium. Notice, I didn't even say like silver eagles, gold eagles, silver maple leafs. Any kind of government issue, the premiums get too high. Literally, maximize your ounces, minimize your cost. Now, you can do that through an IRA or a non-IRA. Most of our clients are actually IRA rollovers because that's where people have money held hostage, they thought, at like Fidelity or Schwab or wherever, right? No, you can do a tax-free rollover into physical gold or silver. Now, I would choose silver right now. Even though gold is going up, gold is at an all-time high, and it's amazing, right? It's been booming. But silver is doing even better. I mean, the last time that I was on your show, it was a couple weeks ago. Silver was like $22 and something an ounce. Today it's over 24. It's like wow. I mean, it's really booming, right? And over time, silver is going to continue to outperform gold because of where the historical ratio is. How many ounces of silver does it take to buy 1 ounce of gold? That's what we look at. It's all pointing towards silver right now. So when we allocate into silver, I can get you ounces of gold down the road for free. If silver triples the rate of growth of gold, well, I could get you three times as many ounces of gold then as I could have purchased today because of the way that our firm operates. 8% when you purchase, 0% ongoing, 0% when you liquidate. Keep it simple, very transparent. There's no commissions on the back end with excessive commissions on the front. I mean, and high premiums, gross. That is a way for people to actually get a bad taste in their mouth about gold and silver because they bought the wrong stuff. They overpaid for it. They have huge commissions. That's why we set up this company the way that we did to really focus on people, maximize ounces, minimize costs, to protect and preserve against this financial tsunami that's actually ravaging our country. And now that banks are failing, inflationary pressures, geopolitical conflict, political chaos like you talked about just now, it's like, oh my word, every one of those factors caused gold and silver to go up. And our goal is to be wise stewards with what God's given us, be in the right place at the right time, buy low, sell high, and we will help you do that.
Absolutely. I mean, you've got like 4.7 stars all over the place. People can give you a call. You can answer all the questions. Maybe get you on the phone. 720-605-3900. We're on the internet. We're on TV. Don't forget, we're on hundreds of radio stations. We need to give that out for radio listeners. 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900, or kepm.com/gold, kepm.com/gold, kepm.com/gold. Dr. Kirk Elliott's with us here. Okay, you heard what I just said 5 minutes ago about Trump. I'm really concerned about him saying that. I know I see the same thing he sees. I'm not an economist, but I've been reading the news for 35 years, but on air 30 years in April. I've seen things go up and down. I see what the globalists are doing. And Trump's right. I mean, I think I don't see with what's going on financially how this goes on even for another 6, 8, 9 months to the election. But what happens if they can hold off the admission of collapse or whatever, what would you call it, debt crisis, until Trump gets in?
Well, Trump is right. I mean, he doesn't want an economic collapse. He's an American just like you and I are, right? We don't.
Well, his businesses are all real estate. They're all tied to a good economy.
Yeah. I mean, but here's the thing. He's a realist. You're a realist. I'm a realist. The problems that we're seeing are not something that anybody wants, but it's something that we have because of what bad public policy. I mean, this is not something new. This has been going on for presidential administration after presidential administration for a long time. See, earlier in the show, you talked about the debt exploding, right? You know, to $1 trillion every 90 days or so. I mean, this is insane, right? Because from 1776 until 1980, when Reagan became president, we didn't even have $1 trillion worth of debt total as a country. But now we're adding on pace to do, I don't know, $3+ trillion in a year under Biden when it took us 204 years to actually accumulate $1 trillion. Why is this? A, because we're the world's reserve currency and other countries need our dollar to fund international settlements, to fund oil purchases. That's what the petrodollar is.
And they're all accelerating their debt monetization, and they're all out of control, and they're all having major crises. So how long can this hold?
Not much longer. I mean, really, when the BRICS nations see Putin has been actually sounding the alarm to this, and his warning sign, not really a warning, it's like, this is what we're going to do statement. They're taking away the petrodollar. The BRICS nations are trading in their own currency rather than the U.S. dollar. If this were two dinky little countries trading back and forth with each other, who cares what he says? But the BRICS nations are about 70% of the global population.
So let me ask you this then. What are the new triggers, and what do you expect the next 8.5 months to the election? I mean, you've already made a lot of predictions that are coming true. What are your new predictions?
So new predictions are the BRICS basically usurp the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency, which means we're going to have to print our way out of it. Inflationary pressures will continue. They're going to have to raise rates. This is Trump's warning, too, that the economy will collapse because we're at the point of critical mass. Right? If you have a bunch of disposable income at the end of every month and you raise taxes or prices go up, so what? You'll keep spending because you have extra cash. But we're at a point in America where we're not. We're living at the margin. So whenever they raise taxes, whenever they raise interest rates, whenever they raise prices via inflation because they print money, the economy is going to come to a screeching halt. So I think before the election, and it's not like Trump is getting his way, he's being a realist, things will collapse. I think the stock market hits the skids before then. I think interest rates continue to rise. But I think gold and silver shoot to new highs because they tend to act on inflationary pressures better than any other.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Do it. I mean, in Australia, they're limiting cash withdrawals. On the eastern seaboard of America, like in New York, Boston, ATM machines are going away like the dodo bird, right? They don't want cash, right? I went
oh,
to
all the time. I'm just in a regular sandwich place or just all over the place, and I pull out money to pay, and they say, we don't take cash anymore.
Yeah. The airport in Kansas City that I was at not too long ago doesn't even take cash anymore. I mean, so, and, but here's where cash, when people look at a bank and they think, oh, behind this big, huge steel vault door, it's full of what, you know, stacks of $100 bills, and you open it up and they're just going to come flying out, right? So it's like, no, they don't have it. They're undercapitalized, which is why we're going to have a bank run. It's not like that. So a couple years ago, and this was a couple years ago before we even had major problems like we have now. I was going on a vacation with the fam. I went to the bank, big, large, major bank in downtown Denver. And this was the end of the day. It's like, I want a couple thousand in cash for my road trip, right? They didn't have it. Senator Kirk,
can't get that's a great example. Let's go back even to 2016 when I was taking like 20 crew members to the RNC. So I told the manager, I said, go get $10,000 cash out. We've got 20 people. 10,000 cash is a backup for things with 20 crew members in another city. We were paying, you know, thousands a night for small hotel rooms because there was such demand. That's nothing. And the bank wouldn't give it to them and said, come back tomorrow. And I think back then we were with a pretty big bank. So think about that. That's exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, they don't have cash on hand. I mean, $2,000, that's not a lot for a big bank. They said, come back in the morning, we'll give you the rest of it, right? They couldn't even give me all of it the night of. They had to split it up between 2 days. So imagine, it's not just me going on a vacation. Imagine if it's a dozen people, or hundreds of people, or thousands of people, like at Silicon Valley Bank, that hear that our bank might be in trouble, I'm going to go get my money out. They don't have it. See, this is what I see is going to start happening as we move into 2024, and you get the first regional bank that fails, you're going to have a second, you're going to have a third, you're going to have a fourth, and I think that this is the year that we could escalate into a national bank failing.
So how fast, you're talking about like a Bank of America or something like that, how fast do you think we start seeing the regional banks fail?
Probably within 30 days. I mean, when you look at New York Community Bank, they don't have any money right now, which is why their share price is hitting the skids. And so now that they can't get emergency funding within 2 weeks, you know, March 11th is less than 2 weeks from now, they can't get any more emergency funding. That's like a week away, right? So what's going to happen? You will see one bank fail probably within the next 30 days, but then the contagion will spread because it's human nature. People just get scared when they think, you know, a recession is when somebody loses their job. A depression is when you lose your own, right? They get scared. They say, man, if that bank failed, the perception is that bank might be bigger than mine. What if my hard-earned assets go away? What if my retirement goes away? What if my emergency fund goes away? And they start to pull it out. And banks don't have
that. And meanwhile, Trump gets reelected. The Democrats activate Black Lives Matter and Antifa and burn the country down, which they promised to do.
Well, so then what? So then you have crisis that's so bad, people will give up their freedoms, Alex. This is the problem.
Well, I want to be. That's what Klaus Schwab said. We're going to have an angrier world. And that's why I'm on the air saying all this, folks. I don't say this because I like to say it. I don't say it because, oh, it's interesting, it's fear porn. I only say things I think are a probability. Okay? I'm only saying this so, you know, if you know that somebody's trying to come burn your house out at midnight, you'd be waiting for them. I mean, if you know that something's happening, then you got a chance to be ready. So, and I hope there's some way to avert this. Dr. Kirk Elliott, is there any way in your view as an economist, an accomplished guy, respected a lot of accurate predictions over the decades, is there any silver bullet or any magic pill out of this? I mean, I think we would have kept Trump in. He was doing a lot of good things, bringing industry back, cheap energy, bringing the jobs back. But, you know, still he was coming into so much debt himself. He did expand debt while he was in, nothing like Biden, but he inherited all this. But I'm not apologizing for it, being honest. But he wasn't a paragon. He wasn't a perfect panacea. But is there any way now to avert this? And then what's the survivable crash landing, and we can't avert it, versus worst case scenario?
So, yeah, I do think that there's a solution, and that would be go back to what the founding fathers envisioned for our country, which is competition of currencies, having a gold-backed currency. See, the founding fathers never wanted a central bank because that's consolidation of power, and when you have concentrated power, it corrupts.
That's right. Alexander Hamilton wanted it, but he didn't get it.
He didn't get it. And others like Thomas Jefferson warned, never get more debt than what your generation can pay off. Right. Well, we're at a point where we can't pay off this in the same generation. We can never pay it off. Right. So we've got this Achilles heel of our economy, this debt spiral. And so I think what's going to happen is you're going to see banks, central banks around the world, state chartered banks here in America that are going to be gold backed banks where the currency is going to go back to a tangible backing again, like what we used to have before the Federal Reserve. I think that's one option. Number two is while we're waiting for that to happen, which is going to take legislative action, take matters into your own hands, right? Allocate into the same thing that they're wanting to back their currency with. Allocate into silver, allocate into gold, take advantage of it, do the exact same things that central banks and billionaires are doing, right? And do it yourself. You don't have to buy it by the thousands of tons or hundreds of tons. Nobody can, right? But we can buy it by the ounce, right? See, when you start to get away from that paper system, away from the central bank digital currency, which Alex, in their own words, is the ability to cut you off from buying or selling if your ideology doesn't match up because it's programmable money.
No, that's right. And Bill Gates and Zuckerberg and all of them know everything's overvalued. The old system's coming down. They're going to hoard cash and resources to buy up infrastructure after collapses. But they know food, and whether it's the Saudi royal family or Prince Charles, King Charles, or any of these people, Bill Gates, they are buying up farmland because they know people will always need food while using UN regulations to shut down small farmers around the world. So they're creating artificial scarcity and then transferring it all to themselves. That is quite the recipe for total takeover. They let the crime attack the stores and grocery stores in blue states. Then that shuts those down. And then the poor people can't get food, which makes them angrier, which makes them ready to riot. And we're being set up for a communist-style revolution. And that's what we're facing. All right, Dr. Kirk Elliott, thank you so much. People should call you. Great financial advice, great research, almost 30 years in business, 4.7, 4.8 stars, depending on the rating service out there. Absolutely amazing. Gold, silver, bullion, ready to go right now. Everybody should go to KEPM. That's KEPM, just the letters, KEPM.com/gold, or 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900. Dr. Kirk Elliott, great job predicting this. I wish you weren't right, but we'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good, Alex. We'll see ya.
All right. I don't like to talk about January 6th other than the political persecution. We all know it was staged. I walked right into a trap. I hate it. But I go on CNN.com. I check it like once or twice a day this morning. And there's a picture of me up there. See right there? That's me. And that's Tim Enlow, the security guy. There's Fonzie, the security guy, and the rest of the guys. And they're like, oh, my God, this is criminal. Chez Cheeseboro, the Trump lawyer who was involved in Georgia, was seen with Alex Jones. This is the news they're covering. While military-age men pour across by the thousands a day, mass human trafficking, children in sex slavery and in industrial slavery, and that's CNN. So this, I'm not even going to cover this because it's about me. It's just ridiculous. Oh, look, Cheeseboro was seen. Oh, look, there's Alex Jones. He takes a picture. Oh, my God, Alex Jones is coordinating everything. And they're now indicting more journalists, more reporters, not just Owen Schroyer. Very, very, very dangerous. Listen, I'll tell you one thing you want to take care of. That's your body. That's your greatest investment. We've got supplements that are amazing, and they fund this operation. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is back in stock. That sale's going to end soon. 40% off the strongest turmeric out there, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. 10-hour clean energy, Turbo Force back in stock, discounted. Nitric Boost, it cleans out your blood, your brain, your whole body. It's back in stock. Biggest sell ever on it. 40% off. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And then, for all the Immune Gargle Nano Silver and the Wound Gel Nano Silver and the original Super Blue Nano Silver with tea tree oil and iodine that people love so much is concentrated, lasts twice as long as regular fluoride toothpaste, no fluoride. It's available with a bunch of other great supplements and things that are not available at InfoWarsStore.com at Dr., just Dr., JonesNaturals.com. Put a Dr. on the front of JonesNaturals.com, DrJonesNaturals.com, and it's a great sponsor. So if you want to support us and get great products at the same time, mark it down. Take action. Action is about victory. You'll get great products in the mail, and I know you're going to love them. You'll become a repeat customer. I know most of you have never gotten a product before. Do it today. Get a Team Humanity t-shirt. Whatever, InfoWarsStore.com or DrJonesNaturals.com. Those are the coordinates of incredible products and funding liberty.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation
reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.